All right, I got it. There we are.
We are alive and kicking.
Again, we've beaten the odds, or have the odds beat us? I forget.
I don't know, but we're still around.
I guess that's the important thing. Looking at the daisies from the right way.
Yeah, grasses always look good looking down and looking up. So, how was your week?
Quite surprisingly busy. Don't ask me what I did. I couldn't tell you, but here it is already the weekend and another week's gone by.
Yeah, here too. We had a 30 centimeters or just over a foot of snow here overnight. That wet, heavy stuff that can give you a heart attack if you try to shovel it. So that was a bit of a thing. It'll probably all melt in the next 2 or 3 days. Then we'll get another one. But isn't the saying, if it comes in like a lion, it goes out like a lamb?
Well, that's kind of been the historic approach to it, but who knows? Who knows for sure?
Well, I'll be happy when I'm not looking at all this white.
Junk?
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about snow here. I want to be inclusive, you
As you should be.
So, yeah, we had an interesting week in terms of the news, and certainly in North America.
We're talking pre-production there about a number of closures of major stores in Canada. Wondering why that is, or what the concerns are by the American retailers. I don't know.
Well, that's an interesting cross-border story because, we have the new version of NAFTA that was much ballyhooed and was come into force, was supposed to ease cross-border trade and all that. But even without a border, it's very clear that the Nordstroms of the world and the Bed Bath and Beyond and some other major American retailers that came here in the last 5, 10 years are packing up and going back home. They're admittedly also reducing their own footprints in various American cities as well for economic reasons, but the underlying story of corporations investing in Canada is you can't make money here.
Which we've kind of known for a while. Now, is it, I don't know, one of two things. Is it the fact that when they open up stores in Canada, that it isn't the same merchandise that you can get in the same stores in the United States, and therefore we're not buying it?
Well, they must see Canadians as dumb shoppers, and they'll buy secondhand schlock that they can't foist on their American consumers. Certainly possible.
And I guess the other side of that is that through the last 2.5, 3 years, people have gotten used to doing stuff online. So is there a great need to have these brick and mortar stores that are really a big drain on the corporate profits?
It's a well, it's there's nothing wrong with making money.
No, absolutely not.
But clearly the barriers put up by provincial and the federal government to sort of free enterprise, so to speak, and the very heavy socialistic approach to any profits made by corporations is clear. I mean, maybe they can buy off the media to the extent that they have in Canada. Since I'm talking about politically, the reigning government here, in my opinion, they can't do that with these corporations because they just basically tell them to go pound salt. We'll pick up our marbles and leave, and you can sit stewing, or you can get in your car and drive across the border and buy it in the States, because
Which
that's how they're treating consumers here.
is the way I know the large bulk of the population here is very close to the border, but those people that are farther and farther away from that line, it sure makes it a lot more difficult. And not that all these big stores are in the far north communities anyway, or far northern communities, but.
Most of the population of Canada lives within 100 kilometers of the border, so that's we know that's the reality. But when you're looking at things like the ability of global brands, but even just North American brands to survive, it's just too tough for businesses, even big corporations like Nordstrom's. You would think this, and those are high-end stores. We're not talking about, dollar stores here, which,
No.
by the way, are proliferating like crazy in this country,
No.
simply because people are in need of that kind of a market or business. But it's a sign of the times. I mean, and remember, what was it, 5, 6, 7 years ago? Time flies by. The Target came to Canada with precisely the same sort of business model. And as you said, the consumers here having their experience with Target in the US went into a Target in Canada and couldn't, first they found empty shelves half the time, and secondly, they didn't recognize the products on the shelves,
Yeah.
or they were substandard, or they were stuff that they couldn't sell to the Americans, as
I
we
guess
said.
another one that's interesting I'd heard and I haven't seen much on it is Lowe's is apparently closing here as well. So
Well, Lowe's is Rona in Canada, and I know they've closed some stores, but I think it's really basically becoming more Canadian. So the relationship between Lowe's US and the relationship between Lowe's Canada is no longer. In other words, the brand is there, but I think you'll see it. I think they're just going to rebrand it across the board as Rona, out of Quebec, and that's. But this is again, if you live in a border region like we do, you find that when you go and price things from the same chain, it's surprisingly cheaper, even with the exchange rate and duties and taxes to pay to bring back to Canada than it is in Canada. And it's a real problem for Canadian consumers who don't live close enough to the border to go, they're stuck with having to pay those prices.
Now, you're right. I mean, the NAFTA, USMCA, whatever you want to call it, I mean, it was supposed to address a lot of these issues. So, I haven't seen much of a change in direction. It always is. You're right. I mean, if you go south, you can get a better deal. Usually, let's take gas, for example. I mean, I can go down into the US and get it for about $1.30 a liter, whereas here at home it's close to $1.85, $1.90. So some of that definitely is the tax, transit taxes, carbon tax, all those things. But still, as we are becoming more frugal with wanting to spend, or as you said before, do I put gas in the car or do I put food on the table? If you're close enough to the border, we're probably fortunate enough to be able to do both because we can get cheaper gas and we can still put food on the table. So, yeah.
Well, the whole issue of taxing people into poverty, I think, is just around the corner in this country, because the incessant taxation of anything that they can by both the provincial and federal governments, and particularly the federal government, which has a much larger piece of the action when it comes to rights of taxation than the provinces do. This craziness that's coming up on April 1st, where they're going to whack us with a 16-cent a liter gas tax, which for Americans, multiply that by four. That's how much it's going to cost to buy a gallon of gas, 4 times 16 cents, on top of whatever else they're going to raise. Then they're looking at a 6% across the board tax on booze, cigarettes, well, not cigarettes, on booze, meaning any alcohol, just 6%, just willy-nilly, And what's the other tax? Well, and there's more carbon tax stuff coming. So the carbon tax is now going to, I can't even remember what astronomical figure they're putting up.
It's Well, here in BC, I think it's going to be 30, $40 a ton, and then it's going up to 50 or
Yeah, but
60.
for us mere mortals, what does that mean? It
Oh,
already, I mean, I
nothing.
already see it in my gas, natural gas cost to heat the house here. I see it, well, it's across, and it, of course, gets downloaded all the way down. None of the corporations eat this stuff. And it's this wild spending. I mean, you know, this two things, and I know I'll have people who will be upset when I say this, but I really don't give a damn about the climate change anymore because it's a boogeyman that's used all the time to raise taxes, but we never see anything that actually shows us what impact it has. It's some kind of a religion, like dying and you're going to go to heaven if you believe in this. Well, if we do all this carbon tax inputs, everything will be fine because we're going to save the planet. And if we don't by 2030, we're going to be dead. And you got to wonder. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm no longer
Well, and again,
interested in this malarkey. You know, this
from
is
my
malarkey, these are
neighbor.
shenanigans, and this is absolute nonsense. On top of which, you know, it's the spending that the governments go like they're drunken sailors. They are completely out of touch with the folks at the face, the coal face, who have to generate the income to pay those taxes, you know. And if nobody's going to be working after a while, they can tax you all you want because there's nobody going to be able to pay. Sorry, I just got off
Yeah.
on a bit of a rant there because I see they're in the States are talking about a 30% 30% sales tax. By the way, we probably already have that here in Canada, and we
At
still pay.
least, yeah. But I guess too, and go back a minute to the carbon tax. Do I like it? No. Do I think it's stupid in its current form? Yes. But if that money was being collected and put into a separate bank account that was used to fund R&D, to fund rebate programs, to do all kinds of things, maybe I wouldn't be quite as against it. At least then we could see that there would be something coming out of it. But to have it go into just a general revenue pot that goes to pay for other government willy-nilly spending, I guess it rankles me. I'm sure it rankles other people as well. And I get the idea of the carbon tax was to kind of force us to change our habits. And I don't really think it's done that either. So, most legislation usually has a review period or a sunset clause or something, except when it comes to taxation. It just seems to go on and rise, and until, as you say, there's nobody working and it doesn't matter. You can tax me 100%. I don't have it to pay. So what are you going to do?
Here's another one that his corporation is sticking their snoot in your business. So the tax thing by our geniuses in the various capitals. This just came in. You'll love this one. Ford files for patent that can remotely shut down parts of your car when your bill isn't paid. It says this is from yeah, this is just this morning. And it goes, when you're getting into your car and flying down the highway, top down used to be a perfect escape. Not today, because of implementation of technology in the auto industry, the once free joyride is about to become bills and email. That's because a new patent from Ford now allows a manufacturer to, quote, remotely shut down your vehicle, air conditioning or radio, lock you out of the vehicle, or prompt you to or prompt an incessant beep if you miss car payments. This is according to Bloomberg News. Okay, so you're driving down the highway, right? And all of a sudden your car stops because you didn't pay your bills. Somebody got into it. So I guess, you know, they're going to say, well, Ford Acceptance Corporation, I think, or whoever gave you the loan, but you missed a car payment, so your car don't work.
Well, again, they're a business, and I understand that kind of rationale. I don't understand the fact that they're opening themselves up for huge potential lawsuits on wrongful death or whatever. And there's still no guarantees that those systems aren't hack-proof. So if companies can get in there to shut your car down, what could a criminal element do with that?
Oh, I love the official company line is that Ford has, quote, no plans, unquote, to use this technology. But over time, they may reconsider. But we'll see how they correct that.
Well,
We submit patents on new inventions all the time, but they're not necessarily an indication of our new business or product plans, unquote. Now, do you really believe that someone would go through all this effort and it's, we're just, nah, we're not going to do that?
it's kind of as you said before, if the government is not lauding it and poo-pooing it, then you should be worried. Because you know darn well that it's going to happen. We're not going to raise taxes, or taxes are only going to go up 2%.
All this while in Portland, which is just south of you, Walmart is to permanently close a bunch of stores down there because of shoplifting. They can't keep up with the cost of retail theft. According to Fox 12, the Oregon, I guess, TV station reported that Walmart locations, and they tell it where is, are, will close March 24th. Decision to close these stores is made after careful review of their overall performance. And of course, if you don't make money because you're being robbed blind, that's a good indicator. Time to get out of town.
It is not just part and parcel with the shoplifting. It goes back to the economy. Even here locally, a couple of weeks ago, we were at a mall, and fortunately, we weren't on the elevator at the time, but the escalator. But there was a guy who just took off from a store with armloads of clothes and goods and right out the door. He's thinking, goodness gracious, that's not a common, well, I guess it is a common occurrence. We just don't happen to be around that often to see it, I guess. I don't know, but yeah. Is that the poor guy that hasn't got a job, so that's how he clothes himself and the family? I don't know.
It's very the signs are all there that if you look that the economic situation for consumers is really tough. And they can dress this up all they want. They can talk about how we're going to save the world and the whole, but that's a diversionary tactic. At the end of the day, the consumer reports in both the US and Canada say that they got no money. They're done. Okay. And there's a clear indication that the first quarter is going to show a real decline in consumer confidence, and that's only a couple of weeks away because where has the time gone? It's already the 4th of
March, yeah.
March, all right? So it's amazing. We're in there's tough times coming. The other news item, of course, is we have a government that's beleaguered here with all sorts of leaks, intelligence leaks out of its intelligence bureau, CSIS in Canada, over Chinese interference in elections, interference by virtue of buying candidates, and apparently everybody's running away from this. That is to say, the politicians who are targeted on this one. I don't know. How much more this beleaguered government can take, but this really starts to go into areas that are quite dangerous, actually. If they don't come clean with people who lose trust in them very quickly, this is not good. This is very, very, very not good.
Well, that's true. And for wanting to have a transparent and open process in 2015 to let's so we can hide under the carpet is a hasn't taken very long. Goodness, I don't know how that's going to bode. We've got a government that's currently supported by another political party, and that political party's leader is out traveling back and forth across the country. It kind of makes you wonder whether he's good, the proverbial toe in the water to see what John Q. Public is really thinking, you know.
Yeah. The other news story, because we're almost out of time,
Oh, yeah.
interesting stuff, is the report on the situation in Ukraine during this past week. It was 1 year since the Russians invaded Ukraine, and all the reports that they were going to rush right into Eastern Europe and take over the whole place. Apparently, the Russians don't have the army that everybody said they had, so they're pretty well stuck in Eastern Ukraine and the areas that they said they were going to essentially protect the Russian minority. But it doesn't seem any big push to go into NATO countries. So the big boogeyman apparently doesn't have the juice that he was made up to be. On the other hand, nothing's changing on the ground. It's like World War I trench warfare until somebody, finally says we've had enough. And I think if you just put the two on, unless you want to go into the next level of this proxy war, they better negotiate because time is running out. And it's, when most of the world is focused on other things, this is a regional conflict. And it really, sorry to our American friends who might be, very much supportive of the Ukraine. And we are in support of sovereignty of all countries. Russia has no business invading Ukraine. But Ukrainians have no business killing Russians because they're Russians either. So you take your medicine any way you like. Point being that if it's a war of attrition, it's not good news for our Ukrainian friends. And I don't see any great big rush to sign up for the military in Eastern or Western Europe to go over there. And we give them old tanks that are 40 years old. Here, take this, and in 6 months now we'll promise you something else. Doesn't look good. But
Definitely true.
that's a sad note in 2 minutes left in our weekly broadcast.
Well, that's true. And, you can only hope that maybe somewhere along the line, saner heads are going to prevail and they're going to sit down and be able to hammer out some kind of an agreement. But is that kind of like, is that a train coming at us or is it the end of the tunnel? I don't know.
Well, I don't want to see any more Ukrainians killed, any more Russians killed, and I
No.
sure as hell don't want to see it expanded because somebody made a stupid mistake somewhere along the line. If you look at right now, it's not about who are the good guys and the bad guys. Right now, it's all about let's everybody go back to your corners, and maybe this is a time for the UN to really start talking about real peacekeeping and not the bogus peacekeeping that they've been doing since they were created back in 48, because the history of peacekeeping is not very good that way. But here's a chance for them to redeem themselves and really do something to save lives and stop pontificating in the UN about, oh, my side, your side, and all that.
That's right. But anyway, I see that we're down to
Seconds.
the last few seconds, so I hope we've given people a lot to think about. I certainly hope that they do think about it, and please, as we always say, let us know: are we right? Are we wrong? What can we do better? What would you like to see?
Indeed. I'll see you next week, Bob.
You bet. Have fun.
Yeah. Bye.